Well, it's again that I have the opportunity to say a word on behalf of the kingdom of God. And I'm glad to do it because of the fact that God has been so good to me that I just don't know how to thank him other than to just let everybody that I can find to talk to who will listen to me. I am very glad to do it. I had an opportunity this week to be invited to the Soar High School, and they have a Christian club out there, and there were about 30, 40 kids in there, and I had an opportunity to witness to them that God goes to school too. He knows how to help you with your homework or whatever else you need. With that in mind, let's just pray. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to use the technology that is available to us that we might let the world know, or anybody who listens, that you are a good God. And you're good even when we're not good to you. You're still good to us. And we thank you so much for that. We thank you for the privilege of witnessing to the fact that we're not all of that. And God, if the truth be told, if people who listen to me and who've heard me over the years would really know the truth about me, maybe they wouldn't even want to talk to me. But I know you're good even when I'm not, and I thank you for it. Bless us now and give us wisdom on this word that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Melvin, it's just so good, and I appreciate you having me on your show and to deliver a word that if people will receive it, they can live forever. I want to take you to several passages of Scripture, and the very first one that I'd like to go to is Romans 3 and 23, which says, "All have sinned and become short of the glory of God." All have sinned. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and start at verse 17, and I won't read it all right now because I'm going to talk about it. "Therefore, if any man is be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who has," and this is one of the things I want you all to listen to today, "and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry," and I want you to listen to that one, "of reconciliation." That's verse 18. Verse 19 says, "To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their sins unto them, and has committed unto us." Now, he said he did this for the world, but he's reconciled and has committed unto us. That's people that were there with him at that time and any other preacher, a person who will tell a story, "unto us the word." Now, in verse 19, he uses the word ministry. And in verse 18, he uses the word ministry. And in 19, he uses the word of reconciliation. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. But and then Matthew 28:19-20, he tells us to go and tell the world about himself. And then he says, "And I'm not going to send you by yourself. I'll go with you." And that's the bad part right there, if Jesus says he's going to go with you. I'd like to tie this all up with a little ball. I'm going to call it a little ball wrapped in a bow, and I'm going to call it, I've been brought out to bring out. I've been brought by the hand of salvation out of my sin to bring others to Christ. And that's the story that I want you to hear today. Now, I'd like to liken this unto probably most of you either owned a home or bought a home or bought a car, or in my case, way back when I first started to work, I ended up just about losing one of my cars. So I got 3 points that I want to talk about. The first one is that I'm going to liken this whole thing unto the purchase of a home. And overspending. So the first point is that by Adam, we got into a debt that we couldn't pay. Point number two, I needed a grant, not a loan, because I didn't qualify for a loan. And the third and final piece is the grant requirements. In order to get a grant, we write grants all the time. But you have to meet the requirements of the grant, because the grantor is giving that money, giving it, when we use the word grant, and he's given that with the requirements. And so meeting the grant requirement requires us to tell others about the grantor. And if I can say that in the next few minutes, I'm going to be just as happy as I can be, because I feel good about this today. Now, I was raised in Mississippi many years ago. In fact, next month is my birthday, and I want everybody out there to send me a birthday gift. I don't know what you're going to give me. But what I really like for you to give me is to promise me that you're going to tell somebody about Jesus. That's it. If you do that for me, even though I may not know who you are, but that will bless my heart, because God has been so good to me. But now, having grown up when I grew up, basically everybody was thought that they were saved to go to heaven. And of course we are. There's no question about that. But that was basically all we thought about. I don't want to go to hell. And in fact, a good friend of mine, some of you who are old enough to remember E.B. Hill, one of his favorite words always, "Hearn," he'd come up to my church and preach, "Hearn, I want to go to hell, so I got to preach." And so I don't either. And Pastor Ed and I used to talk about it a lot. And my statement is, no, I don't want to go to hell. But that's not why I'm saved. I'm not saved just so I can go to heaven. So the thing is, and when we look back now and go through these 3 points with you, because my time is going to catch up with me before I can even get there. The very first thing is, when we look at point number one, and I want to tie that to Romans 3 and 23, and what he said is that all have sinned. Every last stinking one of us. And I'd like to say, because I'm a bishop, I don't do that. I don't sin. I don't drink. I don't use drugs. I don't chase. I don't do any of that. So I'm cool. But not so. Even if I don't do that, our mind leads us into path that causes us to sin just in our own mind. Because you see things different than how the Lord want us to see them. So Adam broke the law. And when he broke the law, the Lord had already told him, the day you do this is the day you're going to die. So in doing this, he really separated and caused a break in the relationship between himself and God. Now, so that's what sin does to us. Even in your marriage, or in your relationship with your children, or even in the relationship with your job, there's a requirement for the job. And if you don't do that, you break the relationship with you in that job, with you and your spouse, with you and your children, with you and whatever it is that you've made a promise to. So Adam got us into trouble that we couldn't pay. That's point one. Because he said, Romans, Paul tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God is so good, good God Almighty. God is so good until he just already had a plan. And some of us call it plan B. But I don't call it a plan B. I call it a plan A. Because he already knew we were going to fall short. So then point two then comes to a point to where we needed a grant, not a loan. A loan you can pay back. But we cannot pay back that which we don't have the stuff to pay it back with. And there's no way we can pay that back because we have broken our relationship with God. And until something meets the requirement, we cannot pay it back. So watch this. I want you to come with me now to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I'm going to start at verse 17. And listen, here's the condition right here. If I'm in debt and the relationship is broken, then here's what it says. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. All that debt that I had. And the grantor, the grantor has now provided a grant that allowed me to be out of debt by obeying the requirements of the grant. Totally satisfied. So he said, we're a new creation. So listen how he did that. Verse 18. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 now. And all things are of God who has reconciled. Here come that grant. Who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry. There come a requirement that he wants us to meet in order to have the grant. Not just to go to heaven, but he wants us to minister to others. And so here's what he's saying. Has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. In other words, he's called us out. Brought us out to bring others out. Now, he used the word ministry there. Verse 19, he said, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us. Now, look how from verse 18, he calls it ministry. Verse 19, he has given us the word of reconciliation. So ministry requires a whole lot of things, whereas the word is that we are to speak those words and cause others to change their mind by the power of our speaking. And I'm so glad that God has anointed I know he has anointed me to speak. I did a wedding just this past weekend down in Temecula. And the young lady who grew up in our church, and I won't go into the details of that. But when it was over and they had the wedding reception, The young man who got up to make a toast to the couple And when he got through making the toast to the couple, he turned around and looked at me, and there was, I don't know how many, 100 or two of us in there. And he said, "I'm sorry, you all, but today I was the best man in this wedding. And the first time in my life that I've enjoyed a wedding so much so, so plainly understood as presented by the bishop, that when I get back home, I'm going to live different and treat my wife different than ever she ever knew, because he has constrained me to look at things differently." So, ladies and gentlemen, God has given us, not only me, but you as well, the authority to be those who will speak out and minister to people with everything we got. And the first place to start with is to be with your ugly self. Whoop, let me say it another way. To be with my ugly self and not be ashamed to say that I was ugly and now I'm beautiful because I've been given reconciliation by Jesus Christ and the debt that I owe, I no longer owe because Jesus has wiped it out. And the last one, all he requires from us in this granting, all he's required with us is that we would tell somebody else about who he is. I heard a story once, and I'm going to run out of time here, but I heard a story once that a little boy, it was a bad little boy in school, come for the night, back to school night, and he had, instead of writing good stuff in his little book, he had written all kind of little ugly stuff, drew ugly pictures of a teacher in his little book, and okay, night come, my dad, mom come, and he was wondering, what in the world are they going to do to me now? Because they're going to see my book and I forgot to take it out. So his mama and daddy was up there talking to the teacher, and the teacher was just telling them stuff, and they were nodding their head. And as the story goes, they were nodding their head, big smiles on their face. And soon as they got through, they grabbed him up and hugged him, and they took him out to eat dinner that night. And he was puzzled to death because he didn't know what happened. He gets back to school the next day and asks the teacher, says, "Teacher, I need to ask you something. Daddy and Mama were so good. They were telling me what a good job I've been doing in school. But teacher, what happened to the bad stuff in my book?" The teacher said, "Come here, Johnny, and sit down. All the stuff that you wrote in your book that was ugly, I took it out and I rewrote it and gave you a clean start. All you have to do now is to keep up your part of the contract because your book was clean." Mm. That's what Jesus did for us. He cleaned up our book. Brother Melvin, he cleaned our book. And all we have to do is recognize the fact that we've been reconciled. We've been called out. Now all we need to do is to walk the streets, the highways, the jobs, wherever we go, at the grocery store, anywhere else that we can find somebody. If you can't talk to them, just have a big smile on your face and tell them Jesus lives, if they let you. If they don't let you talk, just smile at them. Mm-hmm. And have the spirit of the Lord Jesus in you while you're smiling. Well, we're going to have to close. But I want to say to you today is to just allow yourself to be brought out by the power of the blood of Jesus, but go back and get those that you know that are lost and make sure that they know that Jesus lives. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to be here today. We ask you to bless us and to bless your word. Only you can anoint your word so that it brings back fruit. And I thank you for bringing me out of my ugly self and put me into a beautiful self and cause me to go and tell everybody I can find that you live. I give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you today. This is it for today as far as the sermon. I'd like to invite you to come to 37721 North 100 Street East in Little Rock or Sun Village, California. And our services start at 10 o'clock every Sunday. Our pastor will be glad to see you. My pastor is Pastor Rivers, and we'd just be glad to see you. And on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, prayer meeting, 7 o'clock is a time that we study the Word together. We look forward to seeing you, and God bless you until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.